This is the listening part of the final examination 2018, levels A2 and A2 plus for schools in Lower Saxony. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check the answers. Write your answers on the paper. You must not speak during the test. Now look at part one. There are seven questions in this part. You will hear seven short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. For each question, there are three pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Which musical do they want to see?
Oh, look at those posters. Isn't that one Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah, it's actually on tonight. We could go and see it if you like.
I've already seen it on Broadway. But hey, there are other musicals on in town too. The Lion King.
The Lion King? I saw that last year. What about Aladdin? I haven't seen that yet. Have you?
Isn't Aladdin more for kids? I remember seeing the film when I was about 10.
But a musical is different. You'll like it.
Okay. Mind you, look at the price. Nearly £50 each. But we could try the half-price ticket booth at Leicester Square. We might be lucky and get tickets for £25 or £30.
Let's go for it.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Now look at the three pictures for question one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Who is the suspect?
So, you say you saw the person who stole the mobile phone. Could you please look at the five women in this lineup?
All right.
Do you recognise her?
Well, number 2 looks a bit like her. But no, she had longer hair. I'm pretty sure it's number 4.
Are you really sure?
Well, maybe number 5? No, her nose was pierced. So I'm absolutely positive it's number 4.
Thank you very much for your cooperation.
I'm glad to help.
Now listen again.
So, you say you saw the person who stole the mobile phone. Could you please look at the five women in this lineup?
All right.
Do you recognise her?
Well, number 2 looks a bit like her. But no, she had longer hair. I'm pretty sure it's number 4.
Are you really sure?
Well, maybe number 5? No, her nose was pierced. So I'm absolutely positive it's number 4.
Thank you very much for your cooperation.
I'm glad to help.
Two. On which train can you travel first class?
The next train departing from Platform 1 is the 6:43 Northern Rail service to Leeds. There is no first class available on this train. The next train from Platform 2 is the 6:52 Express service to Liverpool Lime Street. First class cars are at the end of the train. The next train from Platform 3 is the 6:54 Southeastern service to London St Pancras International. We are sorry to announce that first class service has been cancelled, but there will be a trolley service available.
Now listen again.
The next train departing from Platform 1 is the 6:43 Northern Rail service to Leeds. There is no first class available on this train. The next train from Platform 2 is the 6:52 Express service to Liverpool Lime Street. First class cars are at the end of the train. The next train from Platform 3 is the 6:54 Southeastern service to London St Pancras International. We are sorry to announce that first-class service has been cancelled, but there will be a trolley service available.
Three. Which cinema tickets do the boys buy?
What do you think? Do you want to watch the movie in 3D?
Nah, I can't watch 3D with my glasses.
Well, where do you want to sit? In the front or VIP?
The front is cheaper, but VIP is more comfortable. Last time I had a seat in the front, I got a headache from staring up at the screen.
Great. This time you won't get a headache, but then we won't have any money for popcorn either.
Who needs popcorn when you can be a VIP?
Now listen again.
What do you think? Do you want to watch the movie in 3D?
Nah, I can't watch 3D with my glasses.
Well, where do you want to sit? In the front or VIP?
The front is cheaper, but VIP is more comfortable. Last time I had a seat in the front, I got a headache from staring up at the screen.
Great. This time you won't get a headache, but then we won't have any money for popcorn either.
Who needs popcorn when you can be a VIP?
Four. What did Linda and Todd do at their date last weekend?
Hi, Linda. This is Todd.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Would you like to go for a hike in the mountains this Saturday?
I'd love to. Last weekend was wonderful. I really enjoyed the film.
Yeah, me too.
And then you took me to that great restaurant. What about a picnic?
That would be perfect. I'll pick you up. See you.
Now listen again.
Hi, Linda. This is Todd.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Would you like to go for a hike in the mountains this Saturday?
I'd love to. Last weekend was wonderful. I really enjoyed the film.
Yeah, me too.
And then you took me to that great restaurant. What about a picnic?
That would be perfect. I'll pick you up. See you.
Five. What will be on sale next weekend?
Hi, how can I help you?
I bought this sweater for my daughter last week, but it doesn't fit.
Oh, I am very sorry. I can give you a voucher.
A voucher is fine. Will you be having special offers anytime soon?
Well, we're having a sale next weekend.
Great. Is it going to include sweaters or jeans?
It'll only be for skirts, dresses, and coats this time.
Great. I'll come back then.
Now listen again.
Hi, how can I help you?
I bought this sweater for my daughter last week, but it doesn't fit.
Oh, I am very sorry. I can give you a voucher.
A voucher is fine. Will you be having special offers anytime soon?
Well, we're having a sale next weekend.
Great. Is it going to include sweaters or jeans?
It'll only be for skirts, dresses, and coats this time.
Great. I'll come back then.
Six. What's for dinner?
I'm so hungry.
Shall we order something?
Yes. Let's call the burger place.
The burger place? I don't know. I'm vegetarian and their veggie burger wasn't very good.
What about Chinese then?
I don't know. They have lots of vegetarian dishes, but I don't like Chinese.
There are only these two delivery services around here. Do you want to cook something?
Cooking would take too long. Okay, you order a burger and I'll just get some chips.
Now listen again.
I'm so hungry.
Shall we order something?
Yes, let's call the burger place.
The burger place? I don't know. I'm vegetarian and their veggie burger wasn't very good.
What about Chinese then?
I don't know. They have lots of vegetarian dishes, but I don't like Chinese.
There are only these two delivery services around here. Do you want to cook something?
Cooking would take too long. Okay, you order a burger and I'll just get some chips.
Seven. What does the woman want to buy as a gift?
What can I do for you?
I want to buy souvenirs.
Are you looking for something special?
I usually buy some jewelry for myself when I'm on vacation, and I also collect cups. Oh, this cup is great. I'll take it.
That's it?
I need to get something for the kids. They love t-shirts.
What about these ones with Checkpoint Charlie on them?
Well, they're quite expensive, but I'll take two anyway.
Now listen again.
What can I do for you?
I want to buy souvenirs.
Are you looking for something special?
I usually buy some jewelry for myself when I'm on vacation. And I also collect cups. Oh, this cup is great. I'll take it.
That's it?
I need to get something for the kids. They love t-shirts.
What about these ones with Checkpoint Charlie on them?
Well, they're quite expensive, but I'll take two anyway.
This is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. Listen to the following conversation between Jeremy and his grandmother. For questions 8 to 13, tick the correct box, A, B or C. The first question is an example. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. Busy Bees.
Jeremy, my dear, I will miss you when you're at college in Toronto. Who's going to do the shopping for me then?
Oh, Granny, I know. I'll miss you too. You know what? Lily, a good friend of mine, works for a company that does everyday tasks for people. The company is called Busy Bees.
A stranger? Well, I don't know how I'd feel about a stranger helping me in my home.
I don't think you need to worry. I'm just looking at their website, and it says that the people working for Busy Bees, they're called taskers, undergo a detailed background check, including any criminal record. They are professional and always ready to lend a hand. It sounds really fine to me. And I know Lily. She's totally reliable and loves to help.
In that case, perhaps it's not such a bad idea. What else do they do apart from the shopping?
Lily told me about various tasks they do. Some are kind of weird, actually. Sometimes they simply have to wait in a queue for people who want to get tickets for a film or a play. So all they have to do is stand and wait for hours. Once, a tasker had to deliver a sandwich to a kid at school. His mother had forgotten to give it to him. You see, they do pretty much anything.
All right. Well, I could use some help in the garden. You know, cutting the bushes, clearing up the leaves and cutting the grass. Do you think they would do that too? Or would that be too expensive for me?
Well, Lily said that you can decide how much you want to pay. You make an offer, and then a tasker gets back to you who is willing to do it for the pay you suggest. But of course, there is a minimum wage. Lily now has some regular customers who keep booking her, and they simply agree on her pay before she does the tasks.
How do I book a tasker?
It's easy. There's an app for your smartphone. Let's download it and I'll help you sign up.
Now listen again.
Jeremy, my dear, I will miss you when you're at college in Toronto. Who's going to do the shopping for me then?
Oh, Granny, I know, I'll miss you too. You know what? Lily, a good friend of mine, works for a company that does everyday tasks for people. The company is called Busy Bees.
A stranger? Well, I don't know how I'd feel about a stranger helping me in my home.
I don't think you need to worry. I'm just looking at their website, and it says that the people working for Busy Bees, they're called taskers, undergo a detailed background check, including any criminal record. They are professional and always ready to lend a hand. It sounds really fine to me. And I know Lily. She's totally reliable and loves to help.
In that case, perhaps it's not such a bad idea. What else do they do apart from the shopping?
Lily told me about various tasks they do. Some are kind of weird, actually. Sometimes they simply have to wait in a queue for people who want to get tickets for a film or a play. So all they have to do is stand and wait for hours. Once, a tasker had to deliver a sandwich to a kid at school. His mother had forgotten to give it to him. You see, they do pretty much anything.
All right. Well, I could use some help in the garden. You know, cutting the bushes, clearing up the leaves and cutting the grass. Do you think they would do that too? Or would that be too expensive for me?
Well, Lily said that you can decide how much you want to pay. You make an offer, and then a tasker gets back to you who is willing to do it for the pay you suggest. But of course, there is a minimum wage. Lily now has some regular customers who keep booking her, and they simply agree on her pay before she does the tasks.
How do I book a tasker?
It's easy. There's an app for your smartphone. Let's download it and I'll help you sign up.
This is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 14 to 19. Listen to a radio programme about summer events in London and complete the notes by filling the gaps 14 to 19. The first question is an example. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. Summer events in London 2018.
What's on in summer in London? We have some fantastic ideas for great summer days out in and around London. Why not go to an open-air theatre production of Oliver Twist in London's Regent's Park? Aimed at adults and kids aged 6+, this show is a journey through the streets of Victorian London, inhabited by a gang of young pickpockets. It's directed by Caroline Byrne. You can watch this great show from the 17th of July to the 5th of August 2018 at the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre. Shows are every day at 1:30. Tickets for Oliver Twist cost £18 for adults and half price for children under 14. Or maybe you are more into music. The Meltdown Festival takes place every year. A guest director produces their own festival with all sorts of artists and art forms reflecting their own personal passions and interests. The director for 2018 is MIA. Meltdown 2018 is from Friday the 8th to Sunday the 17th of June 2018. To find out more about the lineup, go to www.meltdown.co.uk. New artists are being added every week. You can still book tickets online. You can't camp at the festival, but there are lots of hotels, hostels, and guest houses in the area.
Are you a sporty person? You can watch football matches, rugby games and cricket matches at world-famous venues, from Wembley Stadium to Twickenham Stadium. Or why not experience the English sport? Come to the International Cricket Champions Trophy this June. Tickets for the finals start from £50, with the top tickets for the best seats costing £300. Buy them online or from ticket shops across the country. So come along to one of the greatest cities in the world.
Now listen to part three again.
What's on in summer in London? We have some fantastic ideas for great summer days out in and around London. Why not go to an open-air theatre production of Oliver Twist in London's Regent's Park? Aimed at adults and kids aged 6+, this show is a journey through the streets of Victorian London, inhabited by a gang of young pickpockets. It's directed by Caroline Byrne. You can watch this great show from the 17th of July to the 5th of August 2018 at the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre. Shows are every day at 1:30. Tickets for Oliver Twist cost £18 for adults and half price for children under 14. Or maybe you are more into music. The Meltdown Festival takes place every year. A guest director produces their own festival with all sorts of artists and art forms reflecting their own personal passions and interests. The director for 2018 is MIA. Meltdown 2018 is from Friday the 8th to Sunday the 17th of June 2018. To find out more about the lineup, go to www.meltdown.co.uk. New artists are being added every week. You can still book tickets online. You can't camp at the festival, but there are lots of hotels, hostels and guest houses in the area. Are you a sporty person? You can watch football matches, rugby games and cricket matches at world-famous venues, from Wembley Stadium to Twickenham Stadium. Or why not experience the English sport? Come to the International Cricket Champions Trophy this June. Tickets for the finals start from £50, with the top tickets for the best seats costing £300. Buy them online or from ticket shops across the country. So come along to one of the greatest cities in the world.
This is the end of part three. Now turn to part four, questions 20 to 25. Listen to the following radio feature about Sweezy, a 16-year-old YouTube star from Liverpool. For questions 20 to 25, decide whether each sentence is true or false. Put a tick in the correct box, true or false. The first question is an example. You now have 30 seconds to look at part four. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
I'm Diana Dillon and this is HFRC Fact File. Today we have a report about a very successful teenager from Liverpool who plays online against gamers from all over the world. When Dennis sits in front of his computer screen, he is no longer a 16-year-old pupil from Liverpool, but Sweezy, a gamer and famous YouTube star. His YouTube channel has 122,000 followers. His 180 videos have been clicked more than 6 million times. YouTube is no longer just a hobby for Dennis, and he earns much more than just a little extra pocket money with his videos. He himself says that he already earns over £1,000 every month. Dennis hopes that the games are just the first step for a bigger YouTube career.
I want to do more real-life things in the future, more about my life as a YouTuber, less gaming. The games are fun, but they aren't reality.
He has already taken a few first steps. One of his videos show him shopping at a luxury boutique together with some of his fellow YouTubers. Dennis spends a lot of time on his hobby. No wonder that he often got into trouble with his parents. This is what Peter Brenton, Dennis's father, said.
Schoolwork often conflicted with YouTubing and gaming. His grades suffered badly, and he was often late for school.
He wasn't exactly happy about his son's new hobby, especially as the whole gaming and YouTubing community was something completely alien to him. So father and son have come to an agreement.
I put 30% of his income into a savings account so that Dennis can use the money to pay for his further education.
After his final exams, Dennis wants to take a year off to concentrate wholly on YouTube.
My goal is to have 500,000 followers.
His plan? Moving to London, Birmingham or Bristol. These are the three big cities in the UK where the big YouTube stars live. But he has a backup plan in case he doesn't succeed on YouTube during that year.
Then I will train as a media designer. At least I will have some experience in that area from my YouTubing.
Now listen to part four again.
I'm Diana Dillon and this is HFRC Fact File. Today we have a report about a very successful teenager from Liverpool who plays online against gamers from all over the world. When Dennis sits in front of his computer screen, he is no longer a 16-year-old pupil from Liverpool, but Sweezy, a gamer and famous YouTube star. His YouTube channel has 122,000 followers. His 180 videos have been clicked more than 6 million times. YouTube is no longer just a hobby for Dennis, and he earns much more than just a little extra pocket money with his videos. He himself says that he already earns over £1,000 every month. Dennis hopes that the games are just the first step for a bigger YouTube career.
I want to do more real-life things in the future. More about my life as a YouTuber, less gaming. The games are fun, but they aren't reality.
He has already taken a few first steps. One of his videos show him shopping at a luxury boutique together with some of his fellow YouTubers. Dennis spends a lot of time on his hobby. No wonder that he often got into trouble with his parents. This is what Peter Brenton, Dennis's father, said.
Schoolwork often conflicted with YouTubing and gaming. His grades suffered badly, and he was often late for school.
He wasn't exactly happy about his son's new hobby, especially as the whole gaming and YouTubing community was something completely alien to him. So father and son have come to an agreement.
I put 30% of his income into a savings account so that Dennis can use the money to pay for his further education.
After his final exams, Dennis wants to take a year off to concentrate wholly on YouTube.
My goal is to have 500,000 followers.
His plan? Moving to London, Birmingham or Bristol. These are the three big cities in the UK where the big YouTube stars live. But he has a backup plan in case he doesn't succeed on YouTube during that year.
Then I will train as a media designer. At least I will have some experience in that area from my YouTubing.
This is the end of the listening part. Good luck for the rest of your examination.